الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Dear brothers and sisters and all community members, Alhamdulillah, we are very close to the month of Ramadan, and we are very fortunate that Allah is granting us this month once again in our lives. So as we have been discussing, that this is a huge opportunity, it's a great opportunity. And an opportunity is only an opportunity when we take advantage of it. This whole life itself is an opportunity. This time Allah has given us is a great opportunity. And once we are going to lose it, once we are going to lose it, it is not going to be given to us again. That's why the Quran, this expression is given to us in Quran again and again. That then when the time is going to be over, when the opportunity is going to be over, and a person will see that what he has done and what he has brought forth in the hereafter, he will beg Allah. He will be desperately begging Allah. لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. That, oh Allah, قال رب ارجعون. He is going to say this. Oh Allah, give me one more chance. Give me one more opportunity. Send me back once again into this world. I wish. And then the person will say, when he will see the rewards he is getting, when he will see Jannat and Jahannam and all of that with his own eyes, then he will say, just send me back once into the world and I will not ignore and I will not become unaware of you for not even one moment. I will be in your remembrance throughout the time. Allahu Akbar. So my dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, this month is here. So, what are the a'mal we can do in this month to get the full advantage from this month? Very first thing is that there are two major deeds in the month of Ramadan. One is fasting and one is the qiyam at night, the salah at night. So, Alhamdulillah, we know and we are going to in detail talk about fasting inshallah, but basically the rewards of fasting is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest reward of fasting which is mentioned in the ahadith, that all other a'mal, all other good deeds, the reward is limited and it will be given to the person in a limited number. But about fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi, that fasting is only for me and I myself will going to give the reward. So the reward of fasting is hidden. It's not told to us, it's not shown to us. In one of the narration it comes that the person who fasts an optional fast, the reward of that is equal to the whole world filled with gold. If one spends the whole world filled with gold in the path of Allah, the reward he will get, The same reward a person gets, the one who fasts an optional fast, nafli fast. So you can imagine the reward of a farz fast, the obligatory fast. So there are many rewards, and similarly, the greater the reward is, the greater the punishment is, the greater the loss is. The hadith, it says, the one who was able to fast and who has no excuse, no valid excuse, and he did not fast in the month of Ramadan, for that one obligatory fast, if he would fast all his life, it will not recompense that. It cannot cover that loss. If one fasts all his life for just one, that fast which he has intentionally left it, it will not recompense that if one fasts all his life. So that's why we should make sure that we learn all the masail. Inshallah, we are going to be discussing in upcoming audios that what are the masail and fadail of fast. But the next thing, which is Taraweeh, the Salah at night. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the one who stands up in the month of Ramadan and he offers Salatul Layl, the Salah at night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his previous sins. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَا. Whatever he has done before in his life, it will all going to be forgiven. But the requirement is that this person who is standing up at night, he should stand up with Iman and Ihtisab. Iman means connection with Allah, remembrance of Allah, doing it for Allah. And Ihtisab means having full hope in the reward of Allah. That for sure, with this act of mine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to erase all of what I have done in my life. So this is Iman and Ihtisab. So quickly, inshallah, maybe tonight or tomorrow night, we are going to start the Taraweeh. So now, in these days, we are not offering Taraweeh at Masjid with Jamaat. So I humbly request all the community members, all the brothers and sisters, that all the men in the house, they should get together and they offer Taraweeh. Because the Salat of Taraweeh is Sunnat Mu'akkada. Yes, it's an emphasized Sunnat. So inshallah, there are 20 rakat, and it has to be done followed by Isha Salah. So first we are going to offer Isha with Jamaat, then 2 rakat Sunnah, and then 20 rakat of Taraweeh. It is not necessary that we have to recite the Quran from the beginning till the end continuously. There are 2 separate sunnahs. Offering 20 rakat each night of the month of Ramadan as Salatul Taraweeh, it's a separate sunnah. And listening to the Holy Quran from the beginning till the end in Salatul Taraweeh, that is a separate sunnah. So if there is no hafiz in the house, then we can just recite the last 10 surah or whatever Quran we have memorized in Salatul Taraweeh and offer 20 rakat. So that 20 rakat will cover one sunnah inshallah. So alhamdulillah, there are a lot of brothers in the community who have been offering Salatul Taraweeh all their lives. One of the brothers who was telling me, the first time I offered Salatul Taraweeh was when I was 6 years old. Now he is in his 60s. He was saying that it's been around 60 years I have never left Taraweeh. So inshallah, Allah knows our intentions. Allah knows our emotions. and Allah will reward us on based on our intentions. So we had full intention that if masjid would have been open and Taraweeh was going on with Jamaat, we would have gone to masjid and we would have listened to the whole Quran. So Allah will give us the reward based on our intention. So, but we should not miss Taraweeh. Whatever, how many men there are in the house, we should get together and we should offer it with Jamaat. The family should offer it with Jamaat Salat Taraweeh 20 rakats. And after offering 20 rakats, we can offer Salatul Witr with Jamaat also, inshallah. So these are the requests I have before the month of Ramadan starts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to act upon what we have heard.